Jonas chapter 1. Many years ago, when one of my granddaughters was very small, I explained to her that God sees us at all times and in all places. She immediately went into a drawer of the kitchen cabinets and said, "Here, God will not find me." She was an innocent little child, but Jonah was a grown man, a full-fledged prophet of God who made the sea and the earth when pretended to escape from God. The pagan soldiers had greater spiritual sensitivity than Jonah did. It seems that Jonah totally ignored the words of Psalm 139. "Where could I go to get away from your spirit? Where could I go to escape your presence?" He should have remembered the words to Asa, king of Judah. "The Lord is constantly watching everyone, and he gives strength to those who faithfully obey him. But you have done a foolish thing." Jonah also goes down in history as the only prophet who flees from God. But let me stop criticizing Jonah. God used to proclaim a message that impacted an entire city. With all our flaws and without excusing any of them, God can also use us this very day to bring someone some of his love, some of his peace, to do something, however small, that draws someone closer to Jesus. It doesn't matter if he or she deserves it or not. It doesn't matter if he or she is like you or totally different. It doesn't matter if he or she is your neighbor or if he or she lives halfway around the world. The world asks you, "What have you done?" God asks you, "What are you going to do with your life?" Jonah said, "Pick me up and throw me into the sea." And what seemed the end of his story became a new beginning. Yes, the eyes of the Lord surround the earth, and his gaze set on me, fills me with his peace, and the courage to turn to him and follow him, whatever the consequences.